I never lost my focus.
18 NFL Draft. The first round selection is...
Passion moves us forward. It's how you think, it's how we think. Courtyard by Marriott. Official hotel of the NFL.
Ready to advance your career to the next level? Upper Iowa University's Cedar Rapids Center will begin offering a Master of Business Administration this fall. It's an exceptional yet flexible education. Take classes at our center in the evening or online. No GRE exam needed, and it's free to apply. Visit Upper Iowa's Cedar Rapids Center or uiu.edu/Cedar Rapids to apply today. Classes start August 27th. Upper Iowa University. Education built for life.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Paint Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Paint Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Paint Asphalt. See them at paintasphalt.com.
The final lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
If you ask most drivers what track is their favorite, their answer would probably be Richmond, and it happens to be on the schedule for this weekend. It's a short track that, from above, looks like a 1.5-mile oval, race number 9 of 36 on a 0.75-mile track. Banking in the turns, not a lot, 14 degrees. Front stretch is only 1,290 feet, backstretch even less, 860 feet. Cup race is 400 dizzying laps, or 300 miles. Last year's winner was Joey Logano. The fall race winner there was Kyle Larson, and you could check out all the action Saturday night under the lights, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. He's done well at Richmond in the past, but lately Kyle Busch is not so confident.
We haven't quite been as strong as we wanted to be at Richmond the last few times. I don't know what we're kind of missing there. I don't think it's one of Adam's best racetracks. I think it's one of mine. But we'll continue to try to get better and figure out what we need to get around there well. It used to be easy. You know, we used to show up and we used to change this little thing and this little thing, and we were fast, you know, myself and Denny included. And then the last few times there, we haven't been great as a company. Kenseth was really fast there a couple years ago, but I'd like to think that we can. We'll give it our best.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap. Like us.
At Sherwin-Williams, spring is our favorite time of year. In fact, we even have a color for it, SW Springtime. All around us, color is blooming, windows are opening, and it's the perfect time for painting. So we're kicking off painting season with a 4-day super sale. Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 40% off paints and stains, now through April 23rd. Your new color is just around the corner. Visit your neighborhood store today. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Back to the Todd Brottelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Wow, you, sir, are a mouthful.
Colonels at home tonight, taking on the Kane County Cougars. Gates are opening in about 25 minutes. First 1,000 people through the gates tonight get a Royce Lewis bobblehead. It's a Z102.9 Mug Club night. Second one of the year. $6 will get you your first draft beer, and then refills in the refillable plastic mug, just $3 all night long. Keep the mug, take it home, wash it out, and bring it back to the next Friday home game. And every Friday home game this season, you're going to get $3 refills from the start. Cougars managed by former Chicago Cubs catcher Blake Lolly. And if you don't remember that name, that's all right. He didn't have a very memorable career. But we wish the best of luck to the Colonels. I think they're going to have a big walk-up tonight. We mentioned this on the show last night. The weather around here has been so miserable that today feels like a 70, 75-degree day. It just,
yep.
your mentality is, holy cow, it's beautiful out. And I think people are going to wind up looking for an excuse to get out of the house tonight. And if they're not going to Iowa City to watch a 70-yard spring game in a truncated Kinnick Stadium due to construction, Colonels and Cougars will do. Colonels, by the way, you can find their schedule now if you check out kgymradio.com. While you're there, you're also going to learn a little bit more about Linder Tire. They bring you the 5 o'clock hour on Friday. It is drive time, driven by Linder Tire. You can head to Linder Tire to prepare your car for spring and summer travels. Visit lindertire.com for great tire and service specials. The entirety of tonight's program presented by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. Two Rivers Bank and Trust, free checking that's actually free. Member FDIC. We are going to chat with Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom coming up in about 25 minutes at the bottom of the hour. But right now, burning Iowa football question number 4 this week as we continue to count down now, not days any longer, hours until Iowa's spring practice at Kinnick Stadium. 6 o'clock gates open, 7 o'clock the practice starts, 7:01 the overreactions will start. Alex, today's question, and we invite the listeners as well, what one position other than linebacker will be under the most scrutiny tonight? You tell me, 319-366-1600. I'm taking the linebackers off the table. I think that's the easy way to go because you have 3 graduation losses, including Josie Jewell. Most everybody is going to be focusing on the linebacking core. But elsewhere, as we talked, there are a number of questions with this team. None of them are going to be answered tonight. That's what summer workouts are for, and that's what fall camp is for, because that's when things actually matter. But other than the linebackers, you name me a position group that's going to be, I won't say over-scrutinized, but they're going to be under the magnifying glass tonight. 319-366-1600.
I have 2 on the offensive side of the football, but I'm going to go back to the offensive line and hear me out for a second. The offensive line never gets noticed unless things go wrong. And this time of year, things inevitably go wrong with the offensive line. I've been to enough spring games, I've been to enough open practices to know that they're designed for defensive lines to win the battles against offensive lines. And when Iowa has as much depth and talent on the defensive line as they do, especially on the outside, and what Mark was talking about with 3 new interior offensive linemen getting some experience for the Iowa Hawkeyes, whether that's Keegan Rinder, Ross Reynolds, or Levi Paulson, there are going to be some growing pains. And it might be tough sledding for the offense to move the ball. Nate Stanley might not have a lot of time to throw when they do go into scrimmage mode. And it happens every year. I go back to 2015, where this was one of my first times coming back and covering the team. It was Kids Day. And Boone Myers and Ike Budker were the 2 new starting tackles taking over for Andrew Donnell and Brandon Sheriff. And that was the biggest position that was under the microscope that day. And Drew Ott and Nate Meyer had a field day. And I left that stadium, and I don't think I was the only one that was thinking this might be a 6-6 team at best with that offensive line. Well, they go undefeated during the regular season. So that's going to be the most over-scrutinized thing tonight, because the defensive line is going to have a nice night. That's my prediction.
Taking the linebackers off the table, what group is going to be under the magnifying glass? I'll give you mine in just a minute. But right now, Mike in Cedar Rapids joining us on the phone lines. Mike, let's talk a little Hawkeye football. Who are you looking at tonight?
Hey, guys. First of all, great show as always. Obviously, wide receiver, you know, in addition to linebacker. So just need some guys to step up and produce, and the talent's there. Let's just make it happen, and let's get some rhythm going with the offense. Wouldn't that be nice? So, I mean, obviously it's a spring game. Nobody has high expectations of any of that stuff, but that's what I'm kind of hoping for. And, man, if we can figure that out, watch out, because Iowa's defense is so good. If we can get the offensive thing figured out, man.
You heading down, Mike? Are you going tonight?
Well, my wife has dinner plans for me.
Yep. Yeah. Do what the wife wants.
The radio. So I'm supposed to be going to dinner, but I just might end up in Iowa City. We'll have to see.
You might wind up sleeping on the couch too. You got to go to dinner with the wife. If the if the wife wants to go to dinner, then I'll write you a note and pass it along to Kirk Ferentz. Okay.
It's
well. Okay. We don't judge here, Mike. We appreciate the phone call. 366-1600. What happens behind closed doors? I look. You got to keep the wife happy. She wants to go to dinner. Spring football games. A dime a dozen. It's not even a game.
I'm loving this segment right now, Todd, because we went.
Because we got a phone call?
No, because we went from burning spring practice question right into Todd's dating corner.
Kind of.
In about 30 seconds. Fantastic.
And had I really wanted to push the envelope, we could have dug up a little bit more 420 audio for the burning spring question. I'm asking you to put your Cheech and Chong hats on here with us tonight as we ask you, other than the linebacker, and here's mine, and I'm going to, as I often do, make the shallowest, most easily accessible observation that I can here. The position group that's going to be scrutinized the most tonight outside of the linebackers, which I took off the table and excluded, will, of course, be the quarterbacks, the guys wearing the red jerseys. And Nate Stanley, you know what we've got in Nate Stanley. And I say we, I mean the viewing public. Spencer Petras and Peyton Manziel. People are clamoring. Maybe not clamor. Maybe that's not the right word. But the long-running joke is, and it's not just an Iowa City thing, it's not just an Ames thing, the most popular guy on campus is always the number two quarterback. Who is the number two quarterback? Peyton Manziel's listed as the backup to Nate Stanley on the spring depth chart. Spencer Petras on campus early. Both of these guys are viewed as quarterbacks of the future. I think the obvious answer here is people are going to be drawing a ton of conclusions from how these three guys look tonight. And God help Nate Stanley if he doesn't look better than the other two, because you will have, if there are 7,000 to 10,000 people there tonight, as Mark Morehouse predicted in hour number one, if there are 7,000 to 10,000 people there, you'll have 250 of them who see with their eyes, whether it's true or not, that one of those backup quarterbacks is better than Nate Stanley, and they can't wait to run home and post about it on HawkeyeReport.com or Hawkeye Nation or whatever message board you use. Quarterbacks. Linebacker is 1A, quarterbacks 1B.
No, I do believe you, because there was a point last year during the season where people were wondering where Tyler Wiegers was. But
did you see the touch on the ball? Did you see the touch?
He can make all the throws. Favorite.
If you watch enough Mel Kiper Jr., you can sit in the stands at a spring game and you can sound smart to the people who may be eavesdropping on you two or three rows away.
The only time I've done this before, too. The only time I've ever...
Man, I can't believe this guy's not coaching Division I football somewhere behind me in the stands. He's commenting out loud, openly, to everybody who can hear on every single play, and he's a certified genius.
That's funny you bring that up, because I used to go to Rams training camp, not to get too far off track.
It used to be in Macomb, and then they moved.
Then it went to Rams Park.
And then they moved. And then it was
in Los Angeles, so... I really wasn't getting to it, but I think this would have been one of the last years they were in St. Louis. There was one of those guys that was in the stands critiquing everything. And after practice, the players came over and signed autographs, and he started critiquing the players to their face.
Yes.
He's like, you know what? Hey, Keith Knoll was the third string quarterback out of West Texas A&M for the Rams. Hey, Keith, your footwork. West Texas A&M. Keith, your footwork, when you drop back, do this. And when you wind up, do this. And Keith is just sitting there flabbergasted that this person in the stands, in the crowd, is giving a professional football player advice on how to play the game. And I start laughing. I was like chuckling a little bit. The guy looks at me and goes, what the hell are you laughing at?
And I just thought I'd throw... Did it turn out to be like Jeff Fisher or somebody who was unemployed? No.
Just some guy with a bunch of autographs on his shirt.
Okay. guy getting autographs on his shirt knows more about football than, well, Jeff Fisher would have been the coach at that time, right? Or was Dick Vermeil?
It was, Steve Spagnuolo.
He lasted, what, a year? 2 years, maybe?
Two and change. Two or three.
If you're going to Kinnick Stadium tonight, I beg you, I implore you, I plead with you, please do not be that person.
Please.
The guy who is sitting there talking out loud, making observations about what he's seeing, trying to impress anyone with an earshot because you were second team, all conference, honorable mention, academic. Did you see the pad level? Did you see the lift? Holy smokes.
That guy plays with great leverage.
Look at the footwork. Sometimes I just want to go.
I feel like you've run into these people before.
Well, some of them are at the news conferences on Tuesday. But yes, some of them are in the stands as well. Or the guy at the baseball game who has to comment on what the next pitch sequence is going to be. Or, I bet he bunts. Oh, hey, dude. I have been to a baseball game before, too. You really think so? You think in a tight ball game with a runner on first and no outs, you might want to try to lay one down here? Great observation. I'm sure ESPN will be calling to see if you want to work alongside Jessica Mendoza in the booth next Sunday night. 319-366-1600. I'll make you a deal.
Just the folks out there?
The listeners.
Okay, the listeners.
If you pick up the phone and call right now to 319-366-1600, if you are the sixth caller, you will take home a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids. That's my deal for you, but it's good for only one person. The rest of you are out of luck. 366-1600. We've got one gift certificate left for the Fieldhouse. You can check them out online, fieldhousefirstav.com. As a matter of fact, we've got a link to their website on our Facebook page. Just search and like KGYM Radio. We'll find out who our sixth caller is next. Hopefully our sixth caller is not that guy. If he is, at least he won't be insulted, or this will be a little bit of salve for the burn. Well, those guys are talking about me, but at least it got me a $30 gift certificate.
No, see, that's the thing, Todd. Those people never know that they're that person. Those people.
Fran might want to call a timeout here. Oh, hey, timeout guy. Nice to see you. Next thing you know, the only thing
which do you enjoy more? Timeout guy or call it both ways guy?
I was just going to say the only thing worse than the guys. And you know what? I'm being sexist here. Shame on me. In the era of Me Too, I suppose there are plenty of women who sit in the stands at Kinnick Stadium and second guess the coaching staff as well. I want to be equal opportunity here. The only thing worse than the wannabe head coach, wannabe coordinators, are the people who want to comment on the officiating. The call it both ways guy, yeah. 319-366-1600. Don't comment on the officiating tonight, whatever happens.
Are there actually going to be real officials?
They bring in real officials. They bring in real officials because this is a learning environment for the players. So they want, especially in that controlled scrimmage portion of it, they do want officials there. And it's sort of an open dialogue type thing. A lot of time you'll see the officials talking with the coaches or occasionally two players saying, you know, this is what you did wrong or this is what I saw. It's all about learning, right? Justin in Cedar Rapids, I just learned, is our final winner this week of the $30 gift card to the Fieldhouse on First Avenue. I will tell you, coming up at the bottom of the hour before we talk with Jack Dom, what we're going to be hooking our listeners up with next week as well. More tasty food and beverages. There's a hint. 366-1600, 521. Kyle's going to give you a big board update after this. Zach Johnson, a great day at the Valero Texas Open. We'll let you know how he did when we return after this. But right now, lowtusa.com is a website you need to check out if you're a man, especially 40 or older, who thinks you could be suffering from low testosterone. Now, it sounds a lot scarier than it is. It's not a cancer diagnosis. It's not anything that's life-threatening. But what low testosterone does threaten, you've heard me say this before, is your quality of life. They can give you a simple blood test at Mentality, and if you've got low testosterone, again, hardly a death sentence. You've got a 90% success rate, regardless of your physical condition, at getting men feeling better, getting the testosterone levels safely and naturally elevated back to where they need to be so that you can live your fullest life. You can find out more information. You can even make appointments. They're seeing people now on Mondays and Tuesdays at their clinic in North Liberty. It is a men's health clinic. It is a doctor's office for guys, for men, for dudes, however you want to look at it. LowTUSA.com, Mentality. Proud sponsor of KGYM 522. Back after this.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shier she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay. Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are you? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to DePaco. DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Get everything you need for your projects during Menards' Spring Catalog Sale. Keep your yard looking great with our wide selection of lawn and garden supplies. For battling tall grass and weeds, choose Yard Machines and Menards. The 16-inch curved shaft trimmer has a powerful 25cc engine to cut through more vegetation at once. Pick one up for $59.99 after rebate. Get Spring Catalog savings now through April 29th. Plus, Menards gift cards are perfect for Mother's Day.
Save big money at Menards.
Come party, drink, and dance on the Miller Lite dance floor at Zevener 2.9 Prom. It's everything you liked about high school prom.
Without all the rules.
If you're 21 or over, get your tickets now for $20.
Cash only.
At Theater Cedar Rapids, both Elevate Salon and Spa locations, Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse, and Hurting and Stalker Jewelers. Party it up on the Miller Lite dance floor Saturday, April 28th during Zevener 2.9 Prom at the Doubletree by Hilton in downtown Cedar Rapids. Tickets are going quick. Get them now.
Summer will arrive, guaranteed. So come to Sun and Fun Motorsports tomorrow from 9 to 3 for the tent sale and open house. Stop by, dig into free food, sign up for door prizes, and get sale pricing on all 2017 models. If the weather cooperates, there will be games outside too. Save on every 2017 model, see what's new for 2018, and get ready for another great season. Come to the open house tomorrow from 9 to 3 at Sun and Fun Motorsports, 155 Escort Lane Southwest in Iowa City.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
He is actually 6'5 with the Afro 6'9.
You're saying Tyler Cropley is getting a bump from being on the show with us earlier
Correct.
This week.
That's what happens.
Because now people are going to be clamoring, Iowa baseball players are going to be clamoring to call Kyle and get on the show. Hawkeyes taking on Minnesota. We're minutes away, seconds away from getting an update about how Iowa is doing in the Twin Cities. But we mentioned Zach Johnson having a heck of a day at the Valero Texas Open. The Cedar Rapids native atop the leaderboard. If you are a golf fanatic or if you followed Zach's career, you know that the Valero Texas Open, very important to get Valero, its mentions there, even though we don't get a dime for it, is a tournament that he's won a couple times in the past. He's been very successful, though, as Scott Unash points out, not at this particular course. But Zach, 9 under. He was 7 under today, shot a 65, and he is currently tied with Ryan Moore. Don't rain on Cedar Rapids Parade this weekend, Ryan Moore. You go away. But we'll see whether or not Zach can bring home another nice paycheck. The Valero Texas Open. Valero, I believe, a chain of gas stations in Texas and perhaps other parts. They used to sponsor the Alamo Bowl.
Yeah, that is correct.
I'm trying to think. Something called Sylvan or Sylvania was the sponsor for the Alamo Bowl when
Iowa. Isn't
that
like a light bulb company?
Yes, I believe so. And then the second time Iowa was in the Alamo Bowl when they played Texas and lost, the Brodell switcheroo reverse Ken O'Keefe genius play call that backfired, I believe MasterCard was the sponsor. Again, not seeing a dime from them. Kyle's with us in the studio. This is a Valero Texas Open free big board update.
The Iowa baseball team is playing the first game of a weekend series with 25th-ranked Minnesota today at Target Field, the home of the Twins. Nick Allgaier got the start for the Hawkeyes, and he held the Gophers hitless through 4 innings. Minnesota then tied it at 1 in the 5th, but a Tyler Cropley home run took a 2-1 lead in the 6th, so the Hawkeyes lead 2-1. At 7 o'clock tonight, Hawkeye fans can get their football fix at Kinnick Stadium for the quote-unquote spring game because of ongoing construction to the northern end zone. They'll play 70 yards in one direction, but admission is free. Big Ten basketball scheduling assignments were released yesterday, and we didn't get a chance to get to the Iowa women. Megan Gustafson and company will have home and aways with Illinois, Michigan, Michigan State, Nebraska, and Purdue. They're going to host one game with Maryland, Northwestern, Rutgers, and Wisconsin, and they'll be on the road for one game at Indiana, Minnesota, Ohio State, and Penn State. Former Iowa State football coach Earl Bruce passed away earlier today at the age of 87. He served as the head coach of the Cyclones from 1973 to 1978 with a record of 36-32. He then moved on to Ohio State and later came back to Iowa to coach at Northern Iowa. The Colonels haven't played baseball since a week ago today, but it's finally looking like a beautiful night to be back in Cedar Rapids hosting Kane County for a 3-game weekend series. Blaine Enloe will get the start with first pitch at 6:35. Tonight after the show, we're going to join the Twins and the Rays on the North Gym, and also Game 3 of the Cavs and Pacers on the South Gym and Historic Main Gym.
It is Royce Lewis bobblehead night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The first 1,000 people through the gates, which are opening in a matter of mere minutes, get the likeness of the number one overall pick in last year's MLB draft. A quick bobblehead anecdote involving the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They did, I believe it was the 2003 season, they did several bobbleheads of Alberto Callaspo and Eric Ibar, but they also did a bobblehead. It was on my desk for a number of years. I don't think it's on there anymore. But there was a bobblehead of Alex Dvorsky, the Marion product who played baseball at Iowa before transferring and eventually wound up in the Los Angeles Angels farm system. And the Colonels did a bobblehead night for Alex Dvorsky. And when the starting lineup was posted for the game, Alex was not in the starting lineup on his bobblehead night. Not much you can do about that if the big league higher-ups say, don't care whether it's whose bobblehead night it is. But Lewis is batting second tonight for the Colonels. Alex Kirilloff third. We've chatted with both of those guys in recent weeks. And again, if you're looking for something to do tonight, the Colonels are an hour away from throwing up first pitch on what truly is the first great night of the season weather-wise. It's also a Z102.9 Mug Club night, second one of the year. I know you guys are probably tired of me talking about it. I'm not tired of thinking about it, though. $6 will get you your first mug of beer. It comes in a plastic refillable mug. I've got them at home. I use them all the time around the house. Not for beer.
There's one here at the station I use for coffee.
Oh, take it with you if you're going to the game tonight. Then you get $3 refills right away.
Can't make it tonight, but I will in the future.
Scott Unash of KGYM in the gym class there tonight pouring beer. Last Hope Animal mission, getting your tips tonight. So tip well, and if Scott makes more than $83.50 in tips, the KGYM staff gets a free lunch on moi next week. So go ahead, haters, show up at the ballpark tonight and hit me in the wallet. Hit me, baby, one more time. No. You will hear no Britney Spears on the rejoins here. I can make you that promise. What you will hear, if you stick around long enough with us, Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom. It's our very first Touching All the Bases segment with Jack this season. We're going to chat a little baseball after this.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Think back 6 months when you may have been pondering what could really happen in the NBA season. Now forget the West, just stay with the East. Let's see, Cleveland has LeBron. He's been to 7 straight NBA finals, so they're in that mix. Boston got Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving, so at that time, they're in that mix. And then Toronto still's got 55-win talent, so they're in that mix. But Philly, the Sixers, I think they're like a year or two away still. But watch this team at full strength, like they were last night, the win over Miami, and tell me they can't get to these NBA finals. Joel Embiid told TNT last night he thinks the Sixers team has a pretty good shot at getting to the finals this year. Really, watching them, who are we to argue? They're 18-1 in their last 19 games. Heck, they won 8 straight without Embiid. Bring him back, watch him put up 23-7, not to mention 4 assists and 3 blocks on the road, and you turn a very good team into a great team. We all missed the boat in October. But watching a league as predictable as the NBA, you know, missing the boat is sometimes what we need. In 60 seconds, good luck with that, Nick Saban.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
It's that time of year again, Trey, the sweet spot in sports where baseball begins and basketball heads into the exciting home stretch to determine who will win it all.
And whether you're planning on taking your family out to watch homers or buzzer beaters, you should make sure your car has the right tires to get you there safely.
Oh, that's a great call. Goodyear knows that performance is everything, whether it's on the road or on the court or field. So when it comes to choosing tires, let Goodyear.com help you choose what's best.
Goodyear, more driven.
Alabama head football coach Nick Saban has a dilemma on his hands. It's easily the most closely monitored position battle in all of college football in the offseason. Who will be the Tide starting quarterback, 2-year starter Jalen Hurts, or the mop-up man of the century, Tua Tagovailoa? Reports swirling that Hurts' dad suggesting how hot a commodity Jalen would be if he transfers, Saban saying he's had all positive conversations with the Hurtses. Yet most feel the job will belong to Tua when it comes down to it. And the way Tua took over and won Bama the national title in January, that just kind of makes sense. But whatever happens, Saban says, quote, it's going to be handled in a very private manner, end quote. If he can make that happen, that feat might be more remarkable than winning his 6 national titles. Yeah, I'm sure Bama's quarterback battle will certainly stay quiet. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Saturday is Star Wars night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free Han Solo t-shirt, and fans can meet Star Wars characters on the concourse. The team will wear Star Wars jerseys that'll be sold via silent auction to benefit autism awareness. Visit Colonels.com for game times and to order tickets. And may the Force be with you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
What we need to figure out here is, are we dealing with maybe a little bipolarism, some rage addiction? It could be a lot of things.
Coming up next week on the program, we've got an opportunity for you to take home a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. They've got three locations across the corridor. That'll be Monday through Friday next week. Just a reminder, Thursday night, we will step aside on all three frequencies, 1600 AM as well as 106.3 FM and 107.5 FM for the NFL draft beginning at 6 o'clock. The first round and first round coverage, I think, will have pretty good ratings here in Eastern Iowa because one, maybe two Hawkeyes going off the board on that first night of the draft in James Daniels and Josh Jackson. But we'll wait and see. And next week on the program, we'll break those two players down with the one, the only, Mel Kuhn Jr. But right now, as Drive Time driven by Linder Tire continues on, and as we mentioned Linder Tire, we should send you their way, lindertire.com. You can get some great online savings and prepare your car for your spring and summer travels wherever you may be headed to. Maybe you're headed to Kinnick Stadium tonight or looking forward to taking a vacation this summer. LinderTire.com. It is the first Touching All the Bases segment of the season. Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom joining us. Tough one yesterday. I know you guys fell 6-3 to Co. Tyler Drolley getting it done at the plate and on the mound for the Cohawks. And that kind of leads me to my first question, Jack. What do you make of Shohei Ohtani so far in the big leagues with the Angels? You guys see this at your level all the time where you pitch and you hit, but very seldom do we see this in the major leagues where a guy's having as much success as he does.
Yeah, especially, listening to people talk in spring training, a lot of people felt like he was struggling both ways on the mound and also from a hitting standpoint. But you know what? They've got a plan in place how they're going to use him, very similar to, how he'd been used previously before he came over to Major League Baseball. And, you know, he's probably the most exciting thing in baseball right now and probably the biggest surprise. And I think I call him a surprise more because of his struggles in spring training. But when you're down in Arizona, it's a little different throwing down there compared to throwing other places. The air's a little lighter, the ball jumps. So I think that split, he's working a lot better. Since he left Arizona, he's having a ton of success. And you know what? Like I said, they have a game plan on how they're going to use him. That's the biggest thing to stick to so he doesn't get wore down throughout the year.
Now, Jack, I think he's been the best story in Major League Baseball on a positive side. On the negative side, people want to talk about the strikeouts. Does Major League Baseball have a strikeout problem right now?
They do. A lot of people talked about how Houston went from a team 2 years ago that struck out maybe the most in Major League Baseball to some of the fewest strikeouts a year ago, and they ended up going out and winning, a world championship. So you're hoping that you're going to see people cut down on the strikeouts. Part of it is right now is the weather hasn't been kind to anybody, and it's hard to hit 95, 96 mile per hour fastball when they're playing in such terrible weather. The other thing is there's just been no consistency for these teams going out and playing where they play a day, it's freezing cold, then they get delayed or don't play back-to-back days. The biggest thing for major league hitters is routines and seeing pitches. And, nobody's been really in a routine here as of lately just because of the poor weather. I think you're going to see teams try to cut down on their strikeouts. It's a point of emphasis for the Chicago Cubs. It's not happening for the Cubs right now. Although yesterday I did not see the game, but all the people I talked to is how they cut down their swings, hit a bunch of base hits up the middle, which led to a lot of runs against the Cardinals. And you know what, hopefully sometimes guys got to learn to swing at 85% compared to 100% every time. As strong as these guys are and as fast as these guys are throwing, it's still about controlling your barrel and squaring a ball up. If you square a ball up in Major League Baseball, that thing's going to go. And so hopefully people start cutting it down a little bit. You know, there's got to be a give and take.
Speaking of throwing fast, I was reading an article earlier yesterday. Joe Maddon was discussing how he thinks the pendulum is about to swing back in the other direction on launch angles. That's a big thing people have been talking about, the home runs and launch angles, and we've seen that that swing return to Major League Baseball the last several years to great success. Joe Maddon thinks teams and pitchers in particular are going to start countering that with the high fastball. Do you see the pendulum swinging back in the direction of the pitchers sooner rather than later, and the hitters once again being forced to make adjustments?
I think without a doubt. And you look at how all the teams attacked the Chicago Cubs last year. In particular, I think some of the easiest guys to look at are Schwarber, Happ. You know, those are the guys that are swinging through that fastball up with the launch angle. They're lifting the baseball, and it's tough to catch up to that fastball at the top of the strike zone. You look at a guy, you know, I still look at Rizzo, who makes the adjustment with two strikes, stays above the baseball, shortens up his swing. Of course, I think the best hitter, Joey Votto, you know, with the Cincinnati Reds, probably the best hitter right now in baseball. And I think there was a great article or interview by Major League Baseball. If you go to MLB.com and look at the interview with Joey Votto in spring training, I think he really breaks things down the best. You know, he's talking about launch angle. He said the bottom line is all the major league hitters, the real good ones, can hit any way. They can hit the ball wherever they want. They can control their barrel. Unfortunately, some of these kids coming up right now are just thinking so much about launch angle, and the strikeouts don't matter to them, and it's still about controlling your barrel. And I think that's what Joe Maddon's talking about. With that high fastball, guys are going to have to do a little more what Joey Votto does, what Rizzo does, and there's a time and a place to try to take that big swing. But with two strikes or a guy at third base, less than two outs, go to what some people call your B-hack or your two-strike approach and shorten up a little bit and put that ball in play and drive in runs. And I think that's a big thing you hear Chili Davis talking about with the Chicago Cubs. They got to be much better situational hitters than they have been last year and early on this year.
So let's start with the Cubs. I know a lot of people, I feel like we've been talking about this for the better part of a year and a half now, but the Cubs looking for that good leadoff hitter. And Ian Happ has struggled out of the gate. The strikeouts are piling up. And there's a growing number of Cubs fans that think Albert Almora Jr. is that guy. Would you like to see him get more opportunities at the top of the lineup and in center field?
Yes, I really would. Because I think he's a complete ball player. And the more at-bats he gets, the better he's going to be. He's still a guy that can drive the baseball. He's got speed. You know, he strikes out a little bit, but not quite as much as those other guys. And I think he can develop into a very, very good leadoff guy. You know, I think Zobrist, when he's healthy, I would still like to see Zobrist down in that 4 or 5 spot to protect Bryant and Rizzo, because he's a guy that moves the baseball. He is getting up there in age, but he's a professional. He is the ultimate professional hitter. Team hitter. So I'd rather see him down in the order, because he will move the baseball with a guy at third base less than two outs. He will move the ball with a guy at second, nobody out. But I think Almora is still their best option. As time goes on, if this continues to be a problem, you never know. All of a sudden, it could be a move that you see made where maybe they go out and get a young guy that they can develop into a good leadoff hitter, and then maybe get another starting pitcher with one of their young position players that somebody else would have some interest in. But, you know, the Cubs are still going to score a lot of runs. They're going to end up being one of the top offensive teams as far as driving in runs in Major League Baseball when it warms up. And the thing is early in April, and then also when you get into the playoffs, man, I like those guys that put that ball in play. And a leadoff guy that not only can get on but also steal some bases, go first or third. And so I think Almora probably is their best option right now. He's just got to get himself where he becomes the everyday center fielder.
Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom joining us for his weekly Friday segment, touching all the bases at 5:46. Hour number three to come. We'll have Love It or Leave It on the way as more Hawkeye football talk. Jake Arrieta looked pretty good last night for the Phillies. Yu Darvish has struggled for the Cubs. Is this another Dexter Fowler situation where the front office decides to head in a different direction and ultimately maybe they made the wrong choice?
You know what? The one thing everyone constantly talks about with Arrieta is his velocity going down. The one thing that nobody ever talks about with Arrieta is his deception. You know, that's the biggest thing. And physically, he's a horse out there on the mound. And so everyone wanted to talk about Yu Darvish's, his velocity is much better, which, you know what? You get away with more mistakes when you have velocity. But Jake Arrieta, he already has swing and miss stuff, even if it's not at 97, 98 like it was a couple years ago. So I wish that the Cubs could have kept him, especially at the price that the Phillies got him. I think if the Cubs would have known, I think the Cubs are still happy with the price ticket that they got for Yu Darvish. But I think the Cubs probably would have jumped on Arrieta for the price tag that Philly got. And I believe, what was it, 3 years that they got him for, if I'm not mistaken. I think the Cubs would have jumped on that if they would have seen in the future a little bit. Yu Darvish, it's going to be interesting to see how he does. I think that the biggest thing is in between the years with him. Look at his numbers last year. He did not have great numbers between Texas and the Dodgers. I think he was 500 or maybe even a game below 500. So he's a very talented guy. I hope he can step up and be that ace or that number two guy. But there is some question there on how he's going to pitch in the big game.
Now, Jack, the transitioning to the Cardinals for just a second, they have a young 21-year-old kid coming out of the bullpen by the name of Jordan Hicks, and you ask a different Cardinal fan what to do with him, you'll get a different answer. Some want him to be a starter, some want him to be the closer, some want him to be that new age two- or three-inning reliever. If you have had a kid with that kind of stuff, what do you do with him?
Well, I think the biggest thing is he has been a starter from what I understand. So you got to be careful that you don't blow him up if you're using him for one inning at a time coming out of the bullpen. I think you see a lot of guys, the Cardinals were very successful with Wainwright, you know, coming in early in his career, being a guy coming out of the bullpen. And that can be, people can be very successful, especially with that power arm. Now, if they ultimately want him to be a starter, he's going to have to be a three-pitch mixed guy at least. And sometimes that's hard to do when you're a closer or just throwing one inning. I think as you talk, being that 1-2-3 inning guy, I think that's a little bit more intriguing where now you're able to stretch him out so you can ultimately turn him into a starter. When you've got a power arm like that has been a starter, I think it's pretty tough. As long as you're not going to go to that philosophy of only throwing five innings and bringing your bullpen in. If that's your philosophy, you keep him in the bullpen because he's going to win you more games. But I think he can be a very valuable starter. I've only seen him throw one time, but it was electric. I've got a friend that texts me every time he's on the mound, you know, talking about how good he is. And you got to be careful when he's been a starter his whole career that you don't blow him up by throwing him too much in those one-inning stints. I think that's the biggest thing you got to be careful of. And, you know, that first year you can – I would kind of like to see him used in that, you know, with Holland being there, being that two- or three-inning guy, so that you're kind of building them up, and now if you have some problems with your starting rotation, it'd be that much easier to kind of progress them into a starter halfway through the year if some of those older guys on the staff are struggling.
Last question before we let you go, Jack, and it's a general one. Is there anything that's jumped out at you through the first, say, month of the baseball season?
Well, you know, I think the first thing was probably the Mets. The Mets and Boston, of course, the starts that they got off to, it never surprises you when Boston has a good year. But, you know, the Mets playing some really good baseball. You got the new manager. You knew they had the arms. You know, Syndergaard is one of the best pitchers out there. What he's doing is absolutely amazing. I can tell you one of the things I enjoyed the most was watching Bartolo Colon when he had that perfect game going. That was fun to watch, to see him throw those pitches, start the ball. He had that Greg Maddux fastball where he started at the hitter and it runs over the inside part of the plate against those lefties. I think really the Mets start was probably it. The other thing is the weather. We've been dealing with it at the college level for years. This has been absolutely the worst year for weather. I don't think people should overreact to it because, yeah, they started Major League Baseball 1 week earlier, but the weather's been an issue when it typically starts. I don't think you need to panic and shorten the season. That'll cost money to players, to owners. If it continues to be an issue, that's something you're going to have to talk about. But the weather and then the Mets and also Boston, I think those are the biggest start. And then Ohtani, like you talked about at the beginning.
Jack Dom, Mount Mercy baseball coach, we appreciate it. And a beautiful facility you've got over there. I'm looking forward to catching a few more games there this spring.
Thanks a lot, Todd. I appreciate you coming out to watch us. And I'm going to make a donation. Have you reached your goal yet for your birthday?
I have, yeah. I surpassed it, actually. But you can still go ahead and make a donation. I was worried you were talking about the beer tips tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium because I'm on the line for buying everybody lunch tomorrow if UNASH gets more than $80 in tips.
I might have to stop by there and give them a 50.
Yeah. Okay, Jack. We appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Next Friday, you'll hear him inside the 5 o'clock hour every Friday during baseball season as we chat with Jack. Gives us a good excuse to talk a little Major League Baseball. A big-time prospect in the Toronto Blue Jays organization with a familiar last name is going to make his Major League debut tonight. Is it Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? I'll tell you when we come back after this.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
1 in 5 Iowans lives with a disability. A gift to Easter Seals Iowa helps individuals with an intellectual, developmental, or physical disability, autism, or mental illness get the training they need to live, learn, work, and play. Please donate at disabilityia.org today. Easter Seals Iowa, turning disabilities into possibilities. Sponsored by Easter Seals Iowa and aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Paint Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Paint Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Paint Asphalt. See them at paintasphalt.com.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back, companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Back to the Todd Brabelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
If you're not completely satisfied, simply return the unused portion for a full refund. No questions asked. It's our way of saying thank you.
If you're a fantasy baseball player and you own Vladimir Guerrero Jr. or Bo Bichette, well, those guys are still cooling their heels in New Hampshire in the Eastern League AA baseball, but another guy with a familiar name is going to make his Major League debut for the Toronto Blue Jays tonight. Lourdes Gurriel, the younger brother of Ulieski Gurriel, who plays first base for the world champion Houston Astros, 24-year-old Cuban signee. He's called up to the big leagues tonight. He's going to be playing second base for the Blue Jays. A lot of people think that he can ultimately be a super utility player, that John Gibbons can move around the diamond pretty much to wherever he wants to, and there is pop in that bat. He's much younger and considered to be the better of the two Gurriels. And if you've seen Yuli with the Astros, you know he's not too shabby. Speaking of things that aren't too shabby, Love It or Leave It will kick off the third and final hour of the program. Friday programs brought to you the 3 hours in its entirety by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. You can find them in Coralville and Iowa City and online at tworiversbank.com. Here's Kyle. He's got a big board for you.
The Iowa baseball team's playing the first game of a weekend series with 25th-ranked Minnesota today at Target Field, the home of the Twins. Nick Allgaier got the start for the Hawkeyes and gave them good work, but it's turned into a good game. It was tied at one, then it was tied at two, and Mitchell Bowe hit a sac fly in the seventh inning to give Iowa a 3-2 lead. At 7 o'clock tonight, Hawkeye fans can get their football fix at Kinnick Stadium for the spring game. Because of ongoing construction to the northern end zone, they'll play 70 yards in one direction, but admission is free. Big Ten basketball scheduling assignments were released yesterday, and we didn't get a chance to get to the Iowa women. Megan Gustafson and company will have home and aways with Illinois, Michigan, Michigan State, Nebraska, and Purdue. They're going to host one game with Maryland, Northwestern, Rutgers, and Wisconsin, and then they'll be on the road for one game at Indiana, Minnesota, Ohio State, and Penn State. Former Iowa State football coach Earl Bruce passed away earlier today at the age of 87. He served as the head coach of the Cyclones from 1973 to 1978 with a record of 36-32 before moving on to Ohio State and then to Northern Iowa for a season in 1988. The Colonels haven't played baseball since a week ago today, but it's finally looking like a beautiful night to be back in Cedar Rapids hosting Kane County for a three-game weekend series. Blaine Enloe will get the start with first pitch at 6:35. Tonight after the show, we're going to join the Twins and Rays in Tampa on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and also Game 3 between the Cavs and Pacers with the series split on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
All right. Hour number two is in the books. Hour number three begins with Love It or Leave It, and we'll wrap up getting you ready for what you're probably getting ready for yourself. Iowa spring practice tonight at Kinnick Stadium. Back with more after this.